Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 14th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Valentine's Day, the feast day of St. Valentine, a priest and physician martyred around 270 Common Era in Rome. This day celebrates love, inspired by the legend of Valentine signing a letter to his jailer's daughter, "From your Valentine," sparking the exchange of loving greetings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 7 degrees with 33 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:15 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high around 31, accompanied by a strong west wind at 22 miles per hour, gusting up to 46. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 16 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 6:15 with a high tide just before 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a wintry mix Saturday with a chance of snow at a high near 31. Snow and sleet are likely Saturday night with lows around 26. Sunday brings rain and a high near 39. For Washington's birthday, enjoy mostly sunny skies and a high near 29. Monday night will be mostly clear with lows around 13. Tuesday is sunny with a high near 25. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announced the removal of a controversial bus lane in Back Bay, citing feedback from community members. The bus lane, established as a temporary measure during an extended shutdown of the Orange Line, has faced criticism for its impact on local businesses and residents. Wu's announcement drew scrutiny from her mayoral challenger, Josh Kraft, who described the timing as curious. The mayor rejected claims that the political pressure influenced her decision, emphasizing the need for a balanced approach to street space allocation. Meanwhile, tensions between the two candidates are heating up as they address housing and transportation policies ahead of the fall election. Now on to sports. In a thrilling display of skill, the Kitchuk brothers led the United States to a commanding 6-1 victory over Finland at the Four Nations face-off last night. Matthew and Brady Kitchuk each netted 2 goals, with Matthew also contributing an assist, 8 shots, and 3 hits, earning him the title of first star in Montreal. Brady added 5 shots and 8 hits, showcasing their impact alongside Jack Eichel. Despite Finland's early goal, the Americans surged ahead, scoring 3 goals in the first 3 minutes of the third period. The United States will face Canada on Saturday. In local sports, the Boston Red Sox have reportedly signed Alex Bregman, a significant addition following his successful tenure with the Houston Astros. Bregman's new contract spans 3 years, valued at $120 million, with options to opt out in 2025 and 2026. Over his career, Bregman has shown flashes of brilliance, notably in 2018 and 2019, but his recent performance has been more modest. While he excels defensively, his offensive numbers have declined, making him a solid, yet not elite option. As the Red Sox navigate their infield, Brinkman's versatility adds intriguing possibilities for the 2025 season. In top news, Apple and Google have restored the TikTok app to their mobile app stores after weeks of removal due to compliance with a U.S. law requiring TikTok's Chinese parent, ByteDance, to sell the app or shut it down. The decision followed a letter from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, which reassured the tech giants that they would not face legal consequences for the reinstatement. TikTok, which boasts approximately 170 million users in the U.S., is crucial for its growth. However, legal risks remain, as the situation evolves with ongoing negotiations and possible changes in administration policies. In business news, a Pennsylvania psychiatrist, Kavita Fisher, is suing DraftKings, claiming that the online betting company's VIP program exacerbated her gambling addiction. Fisher alleges she lost over $400,000 within a year due to the company's tactics, which included giving her betting credits even after she expressed a desire to stop. Her lawsuit is among several filed this year, accusing VIP hosts of ignoring signs of gambling addiction while promoting excessive spending. DraftKings maintains that its loyalty programs align with best practices and emphasizes responsible gaming, offering tools and resources to support players. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at $97,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 6% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scientists worldwide are making strides in stealth technology, aiming to cloak objects from sight. The desire for invisibility dates back centuries, with hunters and soldiers camouflaging themselves. Modern advancements can hide aircraft from radar and conceal heat signatures. The challenge lies in redirecting light around objects, as seen in early devices from Duke University, which only worked for microwaves. Recent developments using nanostructures show promise, but true wearable cloaks remain elusive. Meanwhile, military jets utilize design principles and radar-absorbent materials to evade detection. As research continues, the dream of invisibility inches closer to reality. And in entertainment news, in a rare achievement for hospital dramas, The Pitt, the new series on Max, has garnered respect from real-life medical professionals. North Carolina physician assistant Chris Dye was particularly moved by a flashback to the COVID-19 outbreak, finding its visceral realism haunting. The show, set in a fictional Pittsburgh emergency department, captures the challenges faced by medical workers, from defibrillation protocols to the emotional toll of patient care. Dr. Joe Sachs, a veteran in emergency medicine, crafted the series to authentically portray the blue-collar job of medicine, ensuring that viewers experience the intense, often overwhelming reality of healthcare. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actress and comedian, Betty White. And she said, "It's your outlook on life that counts." If you take yourself lightly and don't take yourself too seriously, pretty soon you can find the humor in our everyday lives. And sometimes it can be a lifesaver. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.